American journalist has died at the World Cup. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Soccer writer Grant Wall was at a match.
Wall was covering the Argentina-Netherlands quarterfinal match early Saturday when he collapsed at the stadium and was rushed to a local hospital. He was 49 years old. Wall had his own Substack and previously worked for Sports Illustrated from 1996 to 2021, covering soccer and college basketball. Wall wrote Monday that he wasn't feeling well and had gone to a clinic in Qatar where he was treated and told he might have bronchitis.
Fox's Eric Messersmith, in a tweet, U.S. Soccer said its entire family is heartbroken. More revelations at Twitter. The platform, now owned by Elon Musk, is releasing internal emails surrounding controversial topics, including the removal of former President Trump after last year's Capitol riot. Journalist Matt Taibbi has been tweeting the findings.
Taibbi tweeting, quote, Twitter executives removed Trump in part over what one executive called the context surrounding actions by Trump and supporters over the course of the election and frankly the last 4 years. In the end, they looked at a broad picture, but that approach can cut both ways.
Fox's Matt Finn, a legal victory of sorts for the former president.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. ends a hearing without acting on a Justice Department request to find members of former President Trump's legal team in contempt of court for allegedly failing to fully comply with a subpoena to return classified documents he took when leaving office.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. A developing story overseas where a hostage situation is now over in Germany. Police in Dresden have not confirmed reports that shots were fired and that a woman was killed. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Americans over the age of 50 are being urged to roll up their sleeves.
I know you're busy, but this is important.
First Lady Jill Biden is recommending a jab of the updated bivalent COVID-19 booster.
The virus out there today is very different. And so that's why we need an updated vaccine, because it targets the virus that's out there.
Dr. Ashish Jha is the White House COVID-19 response coordinator. Beijing and other Chinese cities are bracing for a surge of COVID-19 infections now that many pandemic restrictions have been rolled back. To protect the healthcare system, residents are being advised to avoid going to the hospital unless it's necessary. Some facilities are identifying the seriously ill while turning away patients with milder symptoms. Growing evidence that the threat posed by China extends beyond the Earth.
China is getting the potential to threaten most U.S. spacecraft, seeing outer space as crucial to its military strategy. So says the head of the U.S. Space Command, General James Dickinson. Beijing has made significant advances in recent years, which have alarmed Washington, including testing anti-satellite missiles. China says its space program is for peaceful purposes, but it is active. 3 Chinese astronauts returned to Earth this week, ending a 6-month mission on China's space station. The station marks the start of permanent Chinese habitation in space. Craig Palcott, Fox News.
Don't expect the price of orange juice to go down anytime soon. Florida farmers are expected to produce about 18 million boxes of oranges this year and next. That's down 50% from last season. That's according to the Department of Agriculture. Twin hurricanes Ian and Nicole are partly to blame. Pam Husso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.